I'm Pat Jones-Jenkins. I live near Porthcawl. I have macular degeneration, which has degenerated quite a bit, actually, particularly in the last 2 years, I found, which makes things quite difficult. I do work on the computer, but it gets harder and harder, and I can't read or write very well. This year, lockdown has been all right for me, actually, because I don't mind being at home. I always find things to do, and I've been able to do a lot of research on the computer and this sort of thing. But it has also meant that my Welsh language ability has deteriorated as well as my eyesight, because I haven't been able to go to any coffee mornings and this sort of thing, which there are quite a lot of in Porthcawl. I started a learner's Welsh language history group about 6 years ago, and this year, for the first time, we haven't been able to hold our meetings in a room. Actually, now we've got on to doing Zoom and things, but that has definitely curtailed the social side of the Welsh learners groups. Challenges I've faced mostly this year is, well, of course, I can't drive now because of my eyesight, so I have to depend on my husband, and he doesn't mind taking me where I have to go, like, to get some food in. But I think the main challenge is not being able to go to the coffee mornings and to keep friendly with the people in the coffee mornings. And I haven't been able to go to classes for more than this year, actually, because of my eyesight. I can't follow the stuff in the textbooks, you know.
So would you say your social life has suffered then, has it, Pat?
Yes. Yes, it has, really, except that we have kept in touch on the computer. It's only been the computer, but actually talking to friends in coffee mornings has definitely suffered. Every time I go to the shops, different from just walking around the garden or going for a little walk locally, I feel incredibly tired, so I'd have to have a rest. So I find other people have said the same thing. So I presume that when I come out of lockdown, I'm going to take a bit of time to physically get myself back into action. I am quite old. I'll be 87 soon. So it's quite understandable, really, that I'm physically not as active as I was. I don't know whether I'm just getting older or whether I'm just not as physically fit as I was, but I've got to watch it. I've got to keep making myself go for walks and things. Yes, I'm going to really look forward to seeing my daughter again. We talk on the phone every day, but it's not quite the same, is it? It's actually talking face-to-face. We don't have parties in the garden or anything around here, actually. So I've never missed that, but I do miss going the coffee mornings in the Cymdeithas Hanes in Tabernacle Church in Porthcawl. I have actually worked hard at making life easier for myself, but it's not so much the lockdown, it's the sight loss. I joined an RNIB book club, which is excellent because you talk to people on the phone about the books you've read, and that's really nice social contact. There's a meeting every month. And then recently I thought, well, because I can't go to Welsh classes and Welsh coffee mornings anymore, I wonder, is there a Welsh book club? And for the last fortnight or so, I've worked really hard at getting to the Llyfrau Llafar Cymru. And we have succeeded, a few of us now have succeeded in forming a little Welsh book club. So we're looking forward to having some very easy Welsh books to read so that we can then talk to each other about it on the phone. So that's been really helpful. I haven't really said about hugging and kissing the grandchildren and this sort of thing, but in actual fact, most of my grandchildren live away from Wales. And when we meet each other, of course, it's lovely, but we don't have frequent meetings. And of course, being the age that I am, I don't have any elderly relatives. I'm the eldest one in the family.
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created. But some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space, be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.